Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today we have a very special guest with us, Marjorie Hope Rothstein, a professional lifestylist, boomer consumer expert, and columnist who focuses on cutting-edge breakthroughs in health, wellness, and beauty for the boomer consumer. She urges everyone to live the five-star life without limits. And we'll be revealing some insider tips today to living your best life right now. Marjorie says that how you live your life is your greatest work of art, so it should be a masterpiece. So welcome, Marjorie.
Hello, Stacey. I'm so excited to be here. It sounds like a wonderful life that you're describing. And you know what? No matter what your outlook is on life, if you can really just envision yourself living the five-star life because it's your only one life, you know, then it's going to be a great one.
Yes. And you know what, Marjorie, it's our pleasure, first of all, to have you. And so let's define for our listeners what the five-star life is, and then tell us how you begin to build one.
Well, basically, I live my life through the eyes of an artist. And I never was able to get a normal job. Every time I had to go into the corporate world, I was suffocated. And what I realized is that you can live the five-star life from the inside out. And it's not about, you know, how many Manolo Blahnik shoes you have or shopping at Neiman Marcus or, you know, all the celeb reality shows you see. It's about feeling the essence of beauty as a woman and enjoying the simple pleasures of, you know, walking in a beautiful garden or, you know, really appreciating life, because really the five-star life is really finding beauty for your soul.
So beauty for your soul. So should you work on feeling beautiful yourself first? What if you have this vision of yourself and it's just kind of negative? And can you find beauty around you and live and surround yourself with beauty if you don't find beauty within yourself?
Well, of course, beauty comes from the inside out, but sometimes you can't access that beauty because you're in pain, because all you see is those, instead of rose-colored glasses, you see mud-colored glasses. And that, people who have gone through depression, it's very difficult to keep a positive outlook when the world, everything you see in the world is just breaking down, the darkness. But the only way that you can change is from the inside out. So yes, if you start to look at beauty and you start to commune with beauty, like meditation, you go out into a field of flowers, or you know, whatever makes you happy. And, you know, sometimes happiness is the most simple, the most simple pleasures. You know, I was very depressed because I just recently broke off an engagement, and one of my friends took me to this Huntington Library in Los Angeles, and it's beautiful gardens. And we just sat and looked at the beauty, and she took pictures. And every time I was sad, you know, she would send me another picture of the beauty of the flowers. Because nature really is where we can get our greatest inspiration, and we can feel the love of the divine.
Now, what do you suggest for women? I know you are focusing on the boomers, right? Getting into that third stage of life. What do you suggest for women to try and feel beautiful on the outside too?
Well, I am obsessed with finding leading edge breakthroughs in health and health. And basically, it comes from the inside out, but there's little things you can do from the outside in. And I suggest, I'm always researching the latest breakthroughs. And for example, yesterday I went to a physician's office, Dr. Wagner in Los Angeles in the Santa Ana area, and he had a medical clinic and he's now focusing on anti-aging. So this technique I got was they gave me this metal stamping around my face. It's like this little handheld tool, and the esthetician goes around your face and she pinpricks it, and then they put this stem cell serum on your face, and it goes deep down underneath the skin and helps regenerate the collagen. Now, a lot of people go into radical stuff and they really, really don't understand that it's a gradual process, and you don't have to go to extremes. You can just do little things. And if you don't have a lot of money, just start with very basic things. For example, I was working with Dr. Harold Lancer, who's like the number one celebrity dermatologist, and he has three ways. He's Oprah's favorite, and Oprah was selling his skincare, and he said there's three things to do every single day. The first thing is exfoliate with a scrub. The second thing is cleanse the face, and the third thing is moisturize. And if you can exfoliate your skin every single day with different kinds of, you know, from microdermabrasion creams to oatmeal, you know, find something that works for you, whether your skin's, you know, strong and tough or if it's sensitive. And, you know, exfoliation, I have a friend who's like in her late 60s. She won't tell anybody how old she is. And she said the key for her was exfoliation. So every day she would massage her skin with different kinds of rough, you know, textures.
Right. I'm sure there's natural ways, like you said, with oatmeal, sugar scrubs, those sorts of things for people who may be a little bit weary of some of the other treatments that you were talking about. Like, I think when you're talking about the stem cell injection, that's probably, you know, a little bit extreme for some, right? I mean, that's not necessarily...
No, no, no. It wasn't an injection. No, no, no. I don't do stuff like that. I'm talking about surface stuff. Non-invasive.
Gotcha.
In fact, I haven't had Botox in like 4 years. And, you know, for some reason, I want to see what my face looks like naturally. I don't think there's anything wrong with the liquid facelift, but I really, I'm very sensitive and I want to do the natural way. I'm actually using a new skincare cream that a doctor's formulated and it's all natural. So at night when you go to sleep, you have melatonin in the skincare, so it helps you to go to sleep.
So what are some other things besides, you know, for facials and those sorts of things? I know that you are an expert in spa treatments and kind of the cutting edge stuff. Are there some other things that women can do as they age to make themselves? Obviously, again, we want to emphasize, as you do, Marjorie, that beauty does come from the inside out, that you have to have beauty for your soul, as you say. So there's lots of low cost, no cost things you could be doing by like surrounding yourself, as you mentioned, in nature, flowers, all of that, gardens, meditation, gratitude, right? I think is probably a big thing. But
yeah,
are there some other?
Yes.
What's that?
Yes, number one, gratitude. Yes. You know, I didn't mean to interrupt, but beauty from the inside out is basically following a healthy diet of fresh, raw, and live foods daily, you know, not eating plastic, you know, plastic foods, packaged foods, you know, genetically modified foods. You know, the diet is just so important. And, you know, really, if you have bad habits, smoking, drinking coffee, diet sodas, regular soda, stop it. You know, really find, all you do is swap it out. It's like I was a chocolate addict for a while, and now I have raw cacao, and I mix it in a shake with nutrients. Just try and have the most natural, non-toxic foods in your body. And then on your skin, you know, you want to do things that are going to be pure and natural, because everywhere we turn, we have toxins. We have toxins in the water, toxins in the air. There's, you know, genetically modified food, plastic, you know, the animals are being, you know, shot up with hormones. You are a walking time bomb, and if you don't take control of your own health, nobody else will.
So the five-star life begins with your own health and wellness, beauty from the inside out, surrounding yourself with beauty as well, and you'll begin to experience kind of the finer things in life, which may not even be what you thought they were in the first place.
Exactly. I used to go to Neiman Marcus once a week and have lunch and look at the sales, you know, like last call. Now I go to Costco and get the samples.
Right. And there is definitely joy in getting samples at Costco.
Exactly.
So this is, you know, what, Marjorie, this has been really fun. And I know that you're available to all of our listeners there for coaching to help women create a new blueprint for their lives. So can you let us know a little bit more about that before we let you go?
Right. Yes. Well, the thing is, you know, we learn by experience and we teach what we need to learn most. And I am the epitome of living the five-star life without limits on any budget. And I can safely say that women that think they're too old or they feel like their life has passed them by, I still have my dreams. I still am passionate about creating the life of my dreams, because every day is an opportunity to create the art of living well, no matter what. And I help people who are feeling, you know, they're lost. One woman sent me a note. She bought something for her aunt because her aunt is stuck in a job and she's 50 and she feels, you know, like life has passed her by. And no, you know, you have an opportunity to recreate and have a paradigm shift in your life at any age.
Those are wonderful words to remember. And you all can learn more about the five-star life maven, Marjorie Hope Rothstein, and the art of living well by checking out all of her columns. She's everywhere online, popular sites such as HuffingtonPost.com, Examiner.com, PeterGreenberg.com, among many, many others. You can also visit her blog at livethefive5starlife.wordpress.com. That's livethefive5starlife.wordpress.com. You can contact her there. Thank you so much for a great interview, Marjorie.
My pleasure, and I'm available for coaching on a one-on-one basis, and I promise you that your life will change and you can have all your dreams come true.
Well, that's wonderful. This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts just like this one. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover the bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.